Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Are some of your food cravings actually craving sex or vice versa? It can get confusing. You know, I know sometimes I'm craving sex, sometimes I'm craving chocolate, sometimes I'm craving both. Oh, shouldn't go there. No. Well, we have got the wonderful Alex Jamieson with us. You probably remember her from her award-winning 2004 documentary, Super Size Me. And she has been up to all kinds of awesome things since then. Hi, Alex.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. We're good. I would love some sex and chocolate. But in the meantime, why don't you talk to us about how these can get confused?
Oh, these things do get confused. And yes, sometimes we do want them at the same time. I discovered a few years ago that my libido and my diet were incredibly closely linked on many levels, emotionally, hormonally, nutritionally. And I think a lot of people out there are suffering and feeling a lot of tied up body shame and not realizing that, A, they have permission to explore their desires and their pleasure, and that what they're eating is affecting how they're feeling. So there's a lot of layers to go through when it comes to craving for food and for pleasure, which usually means some kind of sex or intimacy.
So, Alex, tell us a little bit about, I guess, what would be some examples? So, obviously, Lisa is pretty funny. She talks about chocolate. What would be some other foods that people would crave, you know, I guess, or mistakenly crave that they want food versus sex? And just tell us a little bit more, dig deeper a little bit into more of what you're speaking about.
Well, here's the thing. We are animals as much as we are humans. And we need touch. We need intimacy. We need other people. And we know that intuitively when it comes to our children, and we see it when it comes to animals. You know, there's been plenty of studies showing that if you remove one bunny or kitten or puppy from its litter, and it gets as many calories and nutrients as the others, but it doesn't have that play, that intimacy, the touch of its litter mates, it won't thrive. It won't put on weight. It will develop emotional problems. The same thing happens with people. We forget that humans need that too. And we give that to our children. We hug them. We pat them when they're not feeling well or when they're sad. We give them a hug. But we don't do that for ourselves. And many scientists believe that we humans need way more touch than we're getting. That there is this missing nutrient of touch that we're all deficient in, that we should be getting at least 8 to 10 hugs a day of at least 10 seconds in duration. So we need 10 second hugs a day just to reach a baseline comfort level. And if we don't get that touch, that intimacy with people, our body will seek it through food, because that's the other way that we get comfort into our body most easily.
God, I am so underloved. No, I'm not underloved, but
those hugs,
right? I'm just thinking that's really tough, especially if you work solo and you're home, you know, you talk to people all day, but you're not getting that physical touch. So it's important. What if you have a partner where they're not very affectionate or they don't have the same sex drive? Like, what do you do? How do you approach this with them?
That can be challenging for sure. There's always a high desire person and a low desire person in the relationship, right? One person always has more desire than the other. And it's really good to just start the conversation with the other person. Maybe you've never had the talk, like, I need more touch from you. I need more hugs. I need shoulder rubs. I need more sex or more non-sexual cuddling. I just need to feel you. We absorb touch as love, some of us do. Now, some people are not touchers, not huggers. They didn't grow up in a family where physical love, you know, just, you know, non-sexual love, hugs, pats, back rubs were the norm. So you got to start with the conversation and say, like, I need more of this. What would feel good and comfortable for you so that we can interact more on that level? And if that person isn't willing to give it to you, or they're not ready, or you need more conversation, or you're not in a relationship, then there's a lot of other ways to get that physical pleasure into your body. So I have a couple of great suggestions if you're not in a relationship.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, you know, the first place to start is self-pleasure, and that means masturbation. I think women, especially from a young age, we're taught that masturbation is icky and bad and nice girls don't do that. Actually, masturbation is really healing, healthy, and normal. It can really help to reset your hormones. It can help you feel really good all over, not just physically, but emotionally. And it's something that you can do alone, safely at home, or, you know, even on the road if you travel for work. It's something that you can do almost anywhere. So exploring masturbation, if it's something you've never done, look into the books. There's a lot of great books out there, websites, you know, safe, clean, well-lit places for sex toys, Babeland, Good Vibrations. These are great stores that offer education and really good accoutrement or toys for women to start using themselves. And then
yeah, Good Vibrations is awesome.
Absolutely.
They have such a
wonderful,
great selection of stuff and the support. Big fan.
And they're the ones that created May as Masturbation Month, as National Masturbation Month. They said, look, absolutely. A few years ago, the medical leader of our country, I'm totally blanking on her name, I'm going to say Joyce Elders, she came out as saying masturbation was a healthy thing that we should be teaching kids and young adults, and she got in a lot of trouble. And Good Vibrations said, you know what, we think May should be National Masturbation Month, that there should be more education about this, and people should, especially girls and young women, should learn how to do this so they know their own bodies. And it's on a deeper level, it helps us understand our very deep, wide capacity for pleasure and that our bodies are safe places to feel good in.
So what would be another one? We have about 2 minutes left. What would be some other ones?
Great. So pleasure can also be play. In my book, Women, Food, and Desire, I talk a lot about how women tend to deny ourselves fun and play until we reach our goal weight or until we've done the job. You know, we put off pleasure and fun in our life until we've been perfect for other people. I believe that we need more play and pleasure in our life in order to get the body and to get the vitality that we want. So in terms of play, I recommend stop the idea that you need to work out. Working out doesn't sound fun. Most people don't enjoy it, so they don't do it. Instead, I want you to go play. I want you to get some roller skates. I want you to get a hula hoop. I want you to sign up for that dance class that you always thought about doing. Join a bird walking group. Do something in your body that's fun. What do you enjoy? What's playful for you? Is it finding a swing set that'll fit an adult rear end so you can go and swing and just experience and remember what it feels like to be playful in your body? It will light you up, and food will become a distant second when it comes to comforting yourself.
Oh, that is awesome. Such a good point. And I love what you said, too, about talking to our daughters about that. That's something that I had to recently do. And, you know, just say it's fine. Just, you know, do it in your room. And, you know, because it's totally natural. And I think when you try to shame a child, it's not good at all, obviously. And it's just going to backfire. Yeah. So you got to be open about it.
Absolutely. And we girls, especially, we start to come of age and realize that, they feel good when I do this. We start to explore our bodies. We start to have self-agency and come into this awareness. Right about the time when we start to perceive from the culture around us that sex is dangerous, from media, from movies, from people, from just comments and images that we see. So we start to have a very scary relationship with sexual pleasure, which overlaps with our food cravings, because again, that's the other way that we bring pleasure into our bodies. And I go deep into this in Women's Food and Desire. I highly recommend reading that.
Well, we loved having you on today. We're out of time, unfortunately. You could follow Alex at Delicious Alex. Alex, we want you back on. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Lisa Davis. Stay well.